Good morning, Central Louisiana. It is Talkback 970 for a Wednesday. Glad to have you aboard. Thank you so much for dialing AM 970 KSYL. We hope to inform and maybe entertain a little bit this morning. And starting off with the information, Dale Genius. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Bob. Glad to be here, by golly.
Glad to have you here.
Not too often I get on radio anymore.
No, you've been around about as long as Dave and I put together. No, we won't say that.
I think I probably was in radio about 30 years.
There you go. Yeah. Okay, you are head. You have two titles, not titles, but two organizations down
right
here in your building.
Right. I am the director of the Louisiana History Museum, which is located at 503 Washington Street, and also I'm vice president of the board of directors of the Alexandria Genealogical Library.
Now, they're both in the same building.
They're
right?
both in the same building. Right. Now, the library is upstairs, and it serves a community with the genealogical records and records from all the, even going back to Confederate payrolls and things of that nature.
Wow.
So if you want to trace your roots, your pedigree, your genealogy, you go upstairs to 503 Washington Street, and we've got a staff there that will be more than glad to show you how to go back and find out who your great-great-great-grandfather was on your mother's side, your father's side, your uncle's mm-hmm. side, whatever. You know, the group there really works hard to try to help people and find out their family history.
Okay.
And now downstairs, that's my baby. That's my pet. I love it to death, and it's the Louisiana History Museum. Now, we're probably the third or fourth largest history museum in the state of Louisiana.
Is that right?
Yeah, and a lot of people aren't aware of this fact, mm-hmm. that we've got five rooms downstairs, and they are chock full of the history of Alexandria and central Louisiana. We have got artifacts. We have got photographs. We have got records. We've got I've even concerning the history of Alexandria. I've got two New York Yankees baseballs, one from 1937 that's signed by Joe DiMaggio and all of the 1937 New York Yankees, and one from the 1970 New York Yankees, and then an Alexandria Aces ball that's been signed by people like who were on the Aces at the time, but it goes over my mind right now.
Sure.
But we're just all kind of stuff. The people that come in, when I take them through the museum or they're given a tour by the people upstairs, when they walk out of the museum, I guarantee you they are flabbergasted. And I'm not saying this to pat myself on the back,
right,
because
right.
I didn't have anything to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the history mm-hmm. of central Louisiana
right.
and Alexandria. And I guarantee you, you walk in there and look, you'll enjoy it.
Dale, do you get many classrooms, schools?
Occasionally. We actually had offered a $200 stipend to classes who graduated from Louisiana History to tour the museum, and they didn't even take us up on it.
Wow.
I think I mentioned this last time.
Yeah, I think you did. Yeah. Okay, what do you have going
okay,
now?
Okay, I've got two things going on right now. Right now at LSUA, in the art gallery of LSUA, I've been working with Roy DeVille, Professor Roy DeVille, who is the head of the art department at LSUA, and I put together a series of 40 photographs of the churches of central Louisiana, going back all the way to the Civil War. And these are churches that were in Cheneyville and Alexandria and Pineville and all around the area. These are black and white photographs of all the old churches. Now, this will be at the LSU Gallery till I think, the middle of May,
okay.
the 15th of May, or maybe a little past that, depending on the interest they get. I'm not sure the hours of the LSUA art gallery there in the student union, but you can check that online at LSUA, the website.
I think it's .edu, I think.
LSUA.edu. And now something else I've got going here. About 3 years ago, I wrote a book on the postcard history of central Louisiana. And was fantastic reception to that. I mean, it just astounded me. But I've had a lot of people talk good about that, and I appreciate it. But then I came out a year later with a DVD. It was black and white. at some of the old pictures of Central Louisiana. Now, I've come out with a brand new one. It's been out about 3 weeks now. It's Central Louisiana and the World War I and II Army camps in Louisiana history. And it is, these are all color photographs, with the exception of about four or five that are not in color. Now, it's sort of misleading because I have it named Central Louisiana and the World War I and II Army camps. But it's about 80% Central Louisiana, Alexandria and Pineville, mm-hmm. and about 20% the Army camps, Camp Livingston, Camp Beauregard, and Camp Claiborne. Now, it's on sale at the Library and Museum at 503 Washington Street. We're located right across from Rapides Parish Library. It's a donation of $20. Mm-hmm. Or you can call me at home. I'll be glad to get one to you. And or you can also, if you'd like to order one, it would be $22. Make check out to the Louisiana History Museum, Post Office Box 12302. Real easy to remember. Mm-hmm. Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315 is the zip code on that. But I've got plenty of these DVDs for sale. And I might mention that we don't take any money or any grants for the museum. I try to maintain the museum strictly on the sale of the little special projects
items,
that we have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we don't have any special events. We don't do
fundraising.
We don't do anything like that. We try to educate, and we try to sell these products as educational tools. Mm-hmm. And they're a lot of fun to look at. I talked to a man yesterday who said that he's played this thing over about 20 or 30 times.
Really?
And he can't get tired of looking at it.
Wow.
And the background music is big band music.
Sure.
So everybody will enjoy it.
That's
it's Glenn Miller music.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much what I've got to promote this morning. And I tell you what, I appreciate you giving me the time.
I'm glad to do it, Dale. Now, are you the voiceover on the video?
No, I didn't do anything on it.
I
strictly, rather than distract from what you
mm-hmm,
see,
mm-hmm.
I put the, there are about 125 photographs on the DVD. So what I did was I did a professional product using the techniques of the computer age today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm old man, but I learned how to do it.
Did you really? You're one step up on me.
I learned television production in about 2 years.
There you go.
just through the through working with a computer. But it's a well done DVD, and I put the music in. I decided rather than to narrate it, it would be better just to see the pictures themselves.
Sure.
With the background music.
Wow.
Which is set to the age. You know, we've lost so many of the beautiful buildings
mm-hmm.
in Central Louisiana.
Yeah.
And these show some of these buildings.
That's
of course,
cool.
The architects are today not knocking
Ooh.
Them.
Well, just different.
But all they do is build boxes.
Yep.
They have no imagination. Mm-hmm. And today and yesterday, the people really put some imagination and some art
sure
into
did.
Building the buildings of the past.
Okay, that's downtown, right next door to the library, right?
Right next door to the Rapids.
You don't
Parish
have any
library.
Big flashing open neon signs or anything?
I have a small sign that says the Louisiana History Museum, open from 10 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon, Tuesday through Saturday, and admission is free, and we encourage you to come by and visit us, and if I'm there, give you a personal tour. If I'm not there and you got a group that wants to go, give me a call at the library, the Alexandria Genealogical Library. I'll be glad to give you a free tour.
Okay. Thank you, Dale.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. This is Talkback. We'll be right back.
Bob?